Welcome everybody, shir number 970, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are going through some of the halachas of benching in conjunction with our questions and answers shir that we spoke about a while back, the last few shirim actually, and we're up to benching number 4. Benching number 4, we quote the shir from there, that's all it means, but otherwise it's a regular halacha lemaisa. So we talk about like this, one who wait, in benching number 4, one who wait in the room, in a large room let's say, we're talking about moving around in a room, we said you have to bench in the place where you ate. So the first thing we start out with is, what about in a large room? I'm a chasna hall, right? So if I'm at home, my kitchen, whatever, my dining room, okay, I understand, it's one room, but what about a chasna hall, a large room? So one who ate in a room, even a large room, possibly a wedding hall or sheva brachas, bar mitzvah, I'm just giving some examples, a meal, they ate a meal of bread, right? And or any other type of closed off area, actually, any other type of closed off area, then even though they move from one part of the room to another part of the room, and they bench in the other part of the room, sometimes for mezumin, right, sometimes for sheva brachas, whatever it might be. I'm just giving some examples. By a wedding, it comes up a lot. It's all in one room. That would still be considered the same place for benching, and that would be fine. It's all one room. You have this, like we said, it comes up a lot by chasnas, by weddings, right, sheva brachas, and so on. Sometimes people want to make mezumin if they want to leave earlier somehow, however that's done, if it's done the right way. Okay, we're not going to get into all that, but those would all be fine as long as it's all in one room. Now, even if the second place in the room can't be seen, the Mishnah Berurah talks about even if the second place in the room can't be seen, something's blocking it, it's all one room, but there's a big shelving over there, something, a movable thing over there in front or whatever, or I can't see it from where I'm sitting, but the bottom line is, even if you can't see it, brings down the Mishnah Berurah, it would still be fine to bench in the second place, again, as long as it is one room and then, you know, an enclosed area. Now, right, so that would also apply, like, even if it's outside, we'll see. Outside, closed off, fenced off area. Now, the Mishmer, the Achronim do bring down that even in one room, when it's okay, it should only be in a place and time where there's a reason to move, right? And generally try and bench in the same seat, at least within the Dalet Amos, that you ate. But in one room, there's room to wiggle, but it should be, there should be some sort of a reason. There should be some sort of a reason. Like we mentioned before, it could be also a person, there's a bad smell where they're sitting, possibly. Or like in a case in time, like we said, by a chasna, they're going for sheva brachas, they're going to make a mezumin. In other words, some sort of a reason, should apply. Apply as to why they're moving from their seat to some other part of the room, and then that would be good enough in general to go bench on the other, in the other part of the room. Okay, so moving on to actually benching number 5. So in a pressing circumstances, if it's, again, bad smell of some whatever reason, there might be a reason. B'shasat chak, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if one is unable to bench in the same room where they finished, again, even a large room, so then, for example, there might be a smell, might be whatever the case is, that they can't bench over there, so then one Mishnah Berurah talks about one would be allowed to bench in a different room in the house, as long as they could see that room from the first place. In other words, where the place that I ate. By the way, these halachas are in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. Kuf Pei Dalet, if anybody wants to look it up. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, as long as I could see the place from where I ate, one would be allowed to bench in a different room in the house, as long as they could see the room from the first place. Now, if they cannot see the room, as long as they had, so there's another option also, if they had it in mind, for whatever the reason would be, this is all, again, b'shasat chak, l'chatchila, one should not do this, unless there's some sort of pressing need. When it comes to one room, that's much easier. You need any little thing, you need to move, whatever, that's fine. But when it comes to moving out of the room, it becomes more problematic. So number one, as long as you could see it, that would be fine. Again, b'shasat chak. And the next condition, and the other thing would be, says Mishnah Berurah, if they cannot see the room, then as long as they had it in mind, they had in mind the bench over there, right, at the time that they made the hamotzi, had in mind whatever the reason is, Why am I moving there? There's a b'shasat chag, some pressing need that I have to move to the other room. But I had it in mind. If they cannot see the room, then as long as they had it in mind, the bench in the other place at the time that they made the hamotzi. Now, just moving along in benching number five. Like we said, we try and say the number like this. We keep track of where we're up to. Benching number five, also just finishing it off. Now, the halacha is if one is eating in a place that's not enclosed, an open park. I'm eating in a park, right? The picnic area, park, a yard is open. That's all that's open. So, and I washed, I benched, whatever the case is, the park, a forest, a yard, these type of things. And lechatchila, one should be careful to bench in the same exact place that they ate. One should be careful to bench in that same exact place that they taka ate. And not to stop moving around when it's an open area. If for whatever reason the person has to move a little bit, for example, again, bad smell, or they can't stay there, whatever, there's something going on. So I'm in the park and sometimes there's music, it could be a lot of different issues, right? So one will be allowed to move within the Dalar Amis in all directions in general. One will be allowed to move Dalar Amis. Now what Dalar Amis is, I'm not going to get into the whole thing right now, it's a machlekes. It could be anywhere between 76 and 91 inches, but depending on these various different shitas, we're not going to go into that right now. But be it as it may, it could be one would be allowed to move Dalar Amis, but not more than that. One should be careful not to move more than that. That's, again, in a place where they're eating when it's an open, it's not enclosed, right? It's open, like we said, a park, forest, these type of things. So then one would be to move a little bit within their Dalar Amis from the place that they ate, which is not a lot, but sometimes it does help. Thank you for listening. Aslochem Baruch Hu Kol Tuv.